And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, the Bible says very clearly in Colossians chapter 3, verse 6, that the wrath of God, that's the anger, the fury of God, cometh on the children of disobedience. The children of disobedience. The Apostle Paul said, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. In other words, at one time, many of us, before we became of Christ Jesus, before we became Christians, we were recipients, you might say, of the wrath of God. I mean, God had his fury on us, and destiny was appointed for us. Some horrible things were headed our way, and then Jesus came into our hearts. We were born again, and suddenly, supernaturally, we were no longer the children of disobedience. We were the children of God. Do you understand the difference? Most of the world are in disobedience to God. They're the children of disobedience. That means their father is Satan, the devil, Lucifer. Revelation calls him the dragon, that old serpent. That's their father, the most of the world. They are the children of disobedience. Now, there are some people who are willing to be this. It's not a mistake that they're headed for hell. It's not that they're ignorant and unlearned. It's not that they haven't been taught. It's that they rejected those very things by which they would be saved. Now, I'm going to talk about one such man today. One such man. But he typifies millions of other people. Millions of people, in fact, who call themselves Christians, but instead are the very children of disobedience. They are the children of hell, and they don't recognize it because they have rejected the very thing that would set them on the path to freedom. They have decided willingly to be disobedient to the vision of God and to go into apostasy and into the path of hell. You say, Tex, what are you talking about? This sounds terrible. I'm talking about people who should know, who claim to be Christian. And when you, dear friend, claim to be Christian, God will make you produce evidence thereof. This is the key. A lot of people say, I'm Christian, but someday, on Judgment Day, God says, where's the proof? You know that old fast food restaurant question, where's the beef? And they'll try to deceive Christ. Can you believe that? But how can you do that? It's impossible. And there before the throne, they say, Lord, look at all the things I did in your name. Why, I cast out devils. I preached in your name. Look at all the good things. And he answers and he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Friends, even Judas cast out devils. You say, well, where's that in the Bible? Of course he did. God sent them out two by two and gave them the power to cast out devils. But later, he invited a devil inside him. In other words, he became a living devil. It happened at the Last Supper. He took the sop of bread. I'm speaking of Judas here, and the Bible says at that Last Supper, Jesus says, the one who is going to betray me is the one who I will give this bread and wine to. And he gave it to Judas. And the Bible says that Judas took it and ate it, and immediately Satan entered him. Up to that time, he was living in the flesh. He was disobedient to God. There comes a time when Satan will come inside of you. And then it might be too late. Too late. It was too late for Judas that very night. And listen to me. Jesus turned to Judas, who had just been infilled by Satan and possessed, and he gave an order to Satan. Not only was it Judas, although Judas literally had become Satan because he was possessed. And Jesus told him, go quickly and do what you must do. When the Son of God tells you to do something and commands you, you cannot resist. Satan couldn't say, no, I'm going to wait. I have more to eat here. I haven't eaten dessert tonight. I want a few more glasses of wine. I love this food. Oh, I'm going to stay here and continue feasting. He immediately left the place. Of course, there's a message in that. The devil has to do what God tells him to do. Even though it was to betray Christ, that too was appointed. It was Jesus' appointment with destiny to go to the cross. He said, no man takes my life, I lay it down for my friends. And he went to the cross, and he told Satan, go now, do it quickly, betray me, and Judas left the room immediately. Later he hung himself over what he had done. Possessed by Satan. What can make a man possessed by Satan? I believe it may take a long, long history of disobedience. Now in San Antonio, Texas, they have a pastor there. I am afraid, I really believe it's very possible this man may be possessed by Satan. His name is Dr. John C. Hagee. I doubt if he has a real doctorate. Most of these fakers have, you know, diploma mills, or they have honorary doctorates. And friend, I can get 10 of those next week. I can get you one for a certain amount of money, but I'm not going to do it. Oh, there's Dr. Paul Crouch and Dr. Billy Graham. None of these people earned any of these. They're honorary or whatever. He's the founder and senior pastor of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. It's supposedly a non-denominational evangelical church. Notice it's not described. It does not describe itself as a Protestant church. It's not protesting anything except those who oppose what it embraces. Evidently, the church says it has more than 18,000 active members. And it may, because 5,000 or 6,000 at least attend church on a given Sunday there. John Hagee, his sermons are broadcast on television over the Trinity Broadcasting Network. He's on 160 television stations, 50 radio stations, 8 television networks, and they say 100 million homes watch him regularly. He's the author, or at least the books were ghostwritten for him, I'm sure. I doubt if he wrote one of them. But he supposedly is the author of 10 major books published by Thomas Nelson Publishers, a publisher that publishes both Catholic and evangelical books. Now, anybody preaching the Bible to 100 million homes a week better have it right. He has a responsibility before God. I feel very keenly my responsibility here at Power of Prophecy. And if I had 100 million homes this broadcast was going into, that's a grave responsibility. And the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. You'll be held more liable because of what was given to you. And much has been given to this man. Now, what I'm going to say here today will probably make some of you mad. It's just like a letter I received not too long ago, in fact, last week from Bill. He wrote to me and said that I haven't heard from him in a long time. And the reason why was he got mad at me because of what I said about the Jews in Israel and decided to quit listening to my radio program. But he said that was several years ago. I started listening to some of your tapes recently, and I realized, Tex, you are a man of your convictions. And he says, Bill says, and a man has to do what he has to do. Well, okay. You are right, Bill. I will do what I have to do. And what that is obeying God and not man. Now, when we get to this John Hagee, I'm going to expose him today, and I want you to know right away what I believe. You know, I've never been accused of mincing words, I don't think. I mean, I've been accused of a lot of things, a lot of things. Most of them untrue, and none of them ever rattled me. But one thing nobody's ever said was, Tex, you're too timid. You're too meek in terms of telling the truth. No, I'm just one of those sort of dumb guys that just goes right into it. It's got me in a lot of trouble, but so what? So what? A man has to do what a man has to do. Now, John Hagee, I am convinced, is possessed by the devil. He's a false prophet. I'm not saying he is the false prophet of Revelation, but possibly he could be the false prophet. He's certainly the number one most highly esteemed leader promoting the Judaizer movement today and the nation of Israel. And I believe he's the number one leader in opposition to the Word of God. He is an apostate. But what is apostasy? What is an apostate? It's somebody who has placed themselves against the Word of God. They are apostate. They seemed to be for God before, and now they have changed. They have converted, in a sense, to the devil, although the Bible, Jesus, at the throne, remember, he said, I never knew you. There are evidently a lot of people that claim Christ and seem to be of Christ and say many things that would lead you to believe they are Christ, but Jesus says, I never knew you. John in the Bible says they left us because they were never of us. If they were of us, they would have stayed with us. Well, John Hagee has written a book now, and I think if you really want to know what he thinks, because and what he teaches, get his book. Now, I've exposed a lot of things that John Hagee has said over the years in his Judaizer teachings, and I've been pretty well roasted for it, because sometimes he's been so clever that people come back and say, oh, he really didn't say that. Oh, you're overstating it. Oh, you're way over the top, Tex Morris. Well, we're going to get his own words today and see what he has to say. He has written a book, so, you know, there it is. His book is entitled In Defense of Israel. And he has a section, I believe it begins about page 132, and it's called, this is his words now, John Hagee, apostate. It says, the Jews did not reject Jesus as Messiah. So we start off right away with a lie from John Hagee, a grave lie. He is seeking to exonerate the Jews from any guilt, any responsibility, and he's seeking to excuse them from the eternal burden of belief in Jesus Christ. Because there is an eternal penalty attached to all those who would deny Christ. An eternal penalty attached. It's a burden that people place themselves on their backs. But he says the Jews shouldn't have this burden. Why? The burden is that Jesus is Messiah, and men must believe in him to be saved. But John Hagee says the Jews did not reject Jesus as Messiah. And the main reason why, says Hagee, is because Jesus never said he was the Messiah, never claimed to be the Messiah of the Jews. God did not intend for Jesus to be the Messiah of Israel. Let me read it again from John Hagee. The reason I'm exposing this man and millions who believe in what he is preaching and teaching, and I'm talking about Southern Baptist and Pentecostal and Assembly of God preachers from here all the way across the nation, from Texas to California to New York and Connecticut up to Ohio, way up into Canada, around the world, people believe these lies of this apostate. And by the way, this is not a mere slip of the pen. He can't say, well, I didn't really mean to say that in my book, because he says it about 20 different ways. I mean, this is his statement of beliefs. You want to know what he believes about Israel and what all those who are Judaizers like him? You want to know why Tex Mars is so opposed to this Judaizer movement? I'm going to tell you today. And then if you don't want to ever listen to my radio program, you got a good excuse. It's because of that program that Tex Mars had that day when he went after John Hagee. And that's why I don't listen to Tex Mars anymore. You got a good excuse. And I want you to use it. I'm not here to gain more numbers. Please understand something, dear friend. I want your friendship. I want your support of this ministry. I want your prayers. I want your financial help, but I don't need them. You say, well, Tex, what does that mean? That sounds doublespeak. No, it's not. I do want them. I cherish your help and your love and your consideration for this ministry. But if you are determined to disobey God and his word, I don't have any way to keep you in the fold. So go on. Go about your business. When I said I don't need you, of course, it would be wonderful to have your help. But believe me, if you reject God, he will send somebody else to take your place. He said, I can make disciples, Jesus said, out of these stones. The Jews thought they were a superior race and people. And Jesus said, do you think you're so superior? If I can make disciples out of stones, out of rocks laying around the field. You can use a donkey. I mean, boy. Wow. You see, you better forget about your special nature or the Jews being so chosen. And remember, there's only one really chosen at the top, and his name is Jesus, and you better get in line with him. And then, yes, you will be chosen because you're in line with Jesus Christ, not because you're of some certain race or the color of your skin or the language that you use or that you were born to the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or someone. That's not going to get you anywhere but to hell. Every Rockefeller born in this world, every Rothschild, every Astor, every Getty, every Michael Dell, every Bill Gates, every Tex Mars is headed for hell the moment they're born. It's only what happens in the intervening time, if the grace of God be good enough to enter their hearts, that they are saved. And then it doesn't matter what their name was. Did you know that Christ Jesus is even going to give you a new name in heaven? That's right. You're going to have a new name. I don't even know what my name's going to be in heaven. You know, my wife changed her name when she married me. Still won't be too bad. In fact, it'll probably be pretty good. I suspect God can give me a lot better name than the one that I got just by accident of birth. He does a lot of things better than I would do, let me tell you, friends, or the world has done. Hagee ask a question that is so stupid, I cannot even imagine a man of God who says he's been preaching for 40 years would ask it. He says, if God intended for Jesus to be the Messiah of Israel, why didn't he authorize Jesus to use supernatural signs to prove he was God's Messiah, just as Moses had done? Huh? Let me say that again. Hagee writes, if God intended for Jesus to be Messiah of Israel, why didn't he authorize Jesus to use supernatural signs to prove he was God's Messiah, just as Moses had done? That's a strange thing. I mean, first, does Hagee not recognize all the signs that Jesus gave? The miracles? Maybe he hasn't even read the Bible, because the Jews came to Jesus and asked him if he was the Messiah. And they said, why do you make us doubt? Why do you keep us in suspense? This was in John chapter 10. If thou be the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered and asked them, he said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Hey, John Hagee, have you read about the first great miracle of turning water into wine? Was that not a sign? Did you not read in the Bible about the man who took up his bed and walked? Did you not read about the man whose eyes were made whole and he could see? Did you not understand the Bible, Pastor Hagee? When Jesus came there to the women and they were crying, they were bawling their eyes out, and they said, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus, you come too late, Jesus, to pray for him, to help him, because he's already dead. He's already in the grave. You know, there he's in the tomb. Jesus said, he's not dead, he's only sleeping. They said, well, basically, you don't know what you're talking about. We're here to tell you, he's dead. He's been dead for days. But I'm telling you, dear friends, and Pastor Hagee, that man lived. That man was not dead, because he was raised to life through Jesus Christ. What man has turned water into wine, has healed the lame, has healed the blind, has caused people to raise up from the dead, who himself was raised from the dead? If that wasn't a sign to the Jews and to the whole world, what could possibly be? Did Buddha, did Muhammad, did they raise themselves from the dead? I'm getting a little hot behind the collar. I hope you understand me, dear friends. They saw these things and they still didn't believe it. Now Hagee has the gall, the audacity to say, well, if you'd been the Messiah, we'd have seen the signs. Moses had signs. Jesus didn't have any signs. Are you kidding me? Why didn't they believe? Well, Jesus told them, the works have been plain. They bear witness of me, but Jesus went on to say, but you believe me not. Why? Because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, he said. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what he says. Read it for yourself. John 10, verses 24 through 33. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The reason you didn't even recognize the signs that I gave you and the works that I did is because you are not my sheep. If you were, I would save you. I would change your hearts. You would be born again and you would have eternal life. John 3, verse 3. He also said there in John 10, I and my Father are one. The next verse says, then the Jews took up stones to stone him. Jesus said, I and my Father, God, we are one. And they said, blasphemy, kill him. And then Jesus said, many good works have I showed you for my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? Was it the fact that I healed a man who could not walk? Was it the fact that I healed the blind? Was it the fact that I healed a woman who had an issue of blood? Maybe leukemia? Is that why you're stoning me? Now there is one verse that John Hagee takes out of context. Because at one time in his ministry, the Jews came to him and asked for a sign, and Jesus answered and he said, no sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The only sign I'm going to... See, he was sick and tired of people saying, show me a miracle. Show me a sign. That's what they do when they go to faith healers today. I want to see a miracle. I want to see somebody throw his crutches away. I want to see a sign. You know, these people just make... God just gets sick. The person who has the greatest faith doesn't ask for a sign, but believes anyway. The doubting Thomases of this world, I got to see it. I want to see it. Show me. Jesus basically said, I'll show you a sign then. The sign of the prophet Jonah. That's the only sign I'm going to show you. Now, listen to me very carefully. That was the ultimate sign. See, they didn't even understand what he was talking about. But don't you understand, friends? Do you have Jesus in your heart? You'll understand it. He says, I'll show you a sign. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale or the great fish for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man, that is him, Jesus Christ, be in the belly of the earth. I will die, I will go to the cross and die, and after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, I'll be raised. I'll come out. Wow. Now that's what I call a sign. Now the Ninevites recognized it when Jonah was belched out of the mouth of a great fish. Now Jesus, you might say, belched himself out of a great cavity in the earth, out of hell, where he had gone down to preach to the spirits. It says in the Bible, in the New Testament, and triumphed over the devil and his dark angels. You see, Jesus compared himself to Jonah. Now the Ninevites repented, but did the Jews repent? No, they did not repent. Their Messiah had gone to the cross, had died, and was resurrected. And what a sign that was, the sign of Jonah, the prophet Jonah, and they still didn't repent. And then Mr. Hagee, I don't want to call him a pastor anymore, has the audacity to say Jesus never gave anybody a sign. Devil possessed. That's what he is. There can't be any doubt of that. Now let's go a little further. I guess we're running out of time on this side here, Jerry. Okay, Jerry's my engineer. He keeps me straight. We're going to have to take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the apostasy of John Hagee. If you know Jesus Christ and the truth, you'll see it plainly. Otherwise, well, what can I say? I'll pray for you. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief message. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars. You know, we have a book that I believe you must have. It's called The Golem by Michael Collins Piper. The Golem. Strange name. It's about the great beast that was made by a rabbi through sorcery. Of course, it's a legend. It's in the Jewish Talmud, in the Jewish Kabbalah. But this Kabbalah is a beast that is produced through this magic, through sorcery. And then he goes about as a great hulking, almost like the Incredible Hulk. And he goes about to slay the enemies of the Jews. Now, Michael Collins Piper says that Israel today has a golem, and it is their arsenal of nuclear bombs, with which they're threatening not only powers in the Middle East, but the whole world with destruction. The golem. Did you know that even though they have upwards of 400 nuclear bombs with missiles and jet aircraft able to deliver those bombs, Israel continues to lie to the world and refuses to admit they've got even one? Did you know that America has, the Bush administration has offered to give, to share with Israel our latest missile technology? They will be able to put nuclear bombs, install those on intercontinental ballistic missiles and shoot them toward the United States if we don't do what they say. This little country is being made into a David, but not a David of God, a David that's freakishly connected with Satan. Oh, that's not David. That's not the David of the Bible. What they really are is Goliath. Because their golem is the Goliath that goes about slaying their enemies. I think you need this book. I've read it, and I believe that it is the most important book written this decade. Michael Collins Piper, P-I-P-E-R, his book, The Golem. It's about 200 pages, $25. Please add $4 shipping and handling, $29 postpaid. Ask for The Golem, G-O-L-E-M. You won't be disappointed. Here's how to get your copy of The Golem, $29 postpaid. Just write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Again, at address, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And the phone number is area code 512-263-9780 or toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about Pastor John Hagee of San Antonio, Judaizer, apostate, a dangerous servant of Satan. We're talking about John Hagee's newest book, In Defense of Israel. And boy, does he ever defend Israel. He defends Israel against Jesus. That's the truth about it. He takes the side of Israel and attacks the Word of God. And he claims to be a true, bona fide Christian. And millions on Trinity Broadcasting Network are helping this man. And then the Southern Baptist leadership and James Dobson, by their silence, are implying acceptance of these apostate beliefs. Now, notice one of John Hagee's statements in this book is that Jesus refused to be Messiah to the Jews. Now, this is a very clever way of wording things, because in effect, Jesus refused to be the Messiah of the Jews to support their goal of becoming rulers and kings of this world. Because Jesus told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. The Jews wanted a worldly kingdom, and Jesus said, no, that's not me. Because my capital city is the new Jerusalem. A heavenly city. And all those who are of Christ, dear friends, are citizens of that heavenly Jerusalem. So, Jesus refused, all right, he refused to be king of a kingdom on this planet Earth. Because this Earth belongs to the devil. And that's why when the devil brought Jesus to that high place, he said, bow down and worship me and I will give you all these kingdoms that you see. It was his to give, that is the devil's. But Jesus didn't want any part of it. His kingdom is far greater than the devil's. His kingdom is a spiritual kingdom that has no end. Why would he want a bunch of dirt and rocks? He doesn't want that. He's got trillions, zillions, gazillions of planets. Why would he want just one? That's about as stupid as you can get. Hagee says, Jesus never even claimed to be the Messiah. Oh, yes, he did. He's Messiah. He is King of the universe. See, that's where these people that get stuck in worldliness can't figure out who Jesus was. I understand Hagee's problem because he doesn't understand Colossians 3, verse 1, which says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? Then don't set your heart or your eyes on things here below, but on the heavenly Jerusalem. Oh, dear friends, don't sink to the depths of Satan. Raise your sight to the glories of heaven. Colossians 3, verse 2, Jesus just repeats it. I love the way the Bible is. You know, it's very redundant. Get Sister Gail Ripplinger's book, The Amazing Language of the King James Bible. Call us here at the ministry and get that book. It's fantastic. She says, you know, God repeats himself all the time. She's not criticizing. She's praising God. He wants to make sure you understand it. Right after he says that we should seek those things which are above, the very next verse says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. All of these people are so concerned with the physical earthly nation of Israel and so determined to make Israel a great world empire that they even want to put the United States as the proxy nation, as the servant nation in bondage to Israel so that Israel can rule the whole world in a new world order. God's not interested in the new world order. He's not interested in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. He's not interested in anything here on earth except human hearts. And not many of them are going to be harvested for his name. Few there are that find the way. And no one is going to heaven who doesn't have his mind set on heaven. John Hagee's got his mind set on the things of this world. The cares of this world. Israel. Politics. Winning the world for Israel. That's his goal. A carnal objective. Was Jesus really Messiah? Well, Peter said so. In his very first sermon after receiving the Holy Ghost there at Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 36, he says, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. What did he say? Let all the house of Israel know. The one you crucified, Jesus, is both what? Lord and Christ. What is Christ but Messiah? What is the Lord but Messiah? Let Israel know. The one you crucified, Jesus, is Lord and God, is Messiah. Now, John Hagee, instead of letting Israel know what Peter commanded, instead you go around and say just the opposite. You're trying to undo the preaching of the Apostle Peter. Peter says Jesus was crucified by the Jews, but nevertheless is Lord and God. He's Christ. He's Messiah. Hagee comes around in the 21st century and says, Jesus is not Lord and Christ. Well, he never wanted to be Christ, never said he was Christ. And it's okay for the Jews not to worship him as Christ. And then he goes off on a tangent that Hagee doesn't say, and the Jews didn't crucify him either. It was the Romans. You know, let me get to a very vulgar example. Why do you think Charles Manson is in prison? He never killed anybody. The prisons are full of people who never killed anybody but are murderers. That's a riddle for you. But think about it. The Romans crucified Jesus. But didn't Pilate say, he said to the Jews, would you have me crucify your king? And what did they cry out? The Jews, crucify him. He gave them an out. He gave them an option. He said, I've got this other bad guy, this other criminal here. He deserves to be die. Barabbas, would you instead want me to crucify your king? And the Jews cried out in unison, the mob, all the people, it says in the Bible, all the Jews cried out. And they said, we have no king but Caesar. That was a dirty lie right there, because they were always profaning and cursing Caesar. The Jews, in their private places, would say, that old Caesar, he's not our king. We hate that Roman Caesar. But here they were lying, their faces contorted with hatred toward Jesus Christ, saying, we have no king but Caesar. They were telling the Roman governor, Caesar is our king, not this Jesus. They were offered a king. Even Pilate said, you don't want me to kill your king, do you? And they said, you better believe it. We want him dead. He's not our king. We will not have this man to rule over us. We want Caesar. Oh. And still today they deny that Jesus is Christ, is Lord. The Jews to this very day still deny that Jesus is Lord. Now, Hagee wants to get them off the hook. Jesus never claimed to be God, so they can't be blamed for denying him. Well, I wonder if Hagee is lying. I wonder if he's a liar. I wonder if he's an antichrist. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? Is Hagee a liar? Yeah. Are the Jews liars? Yes. That is, if you believe the gospel. If you don't believe the Apostle John here in chapter 2 of 1 John, then okay. But if you believe the Bible, let's be consistent. It says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? And I love, again, God makes sure you understand it. The very next line, the very next verse says, he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Jesus said, well, we believe in the Father, we just don't believe in the Son. Okay. I accept that. Hagee says it's okay for the Jews to believe in just the Father and not the Son. Okay, Pastor Hagee, it is okay for anyone who is Antichrist to say that and believe that. So John Hagee, you are a liar, you are Antichrist, and all the Jews who say that Jesus is not the Christ. They're liars. All who deny the Father and the Son, it's a package deal. John said you can't take the Father away from the Son or the Son away from the Father. It's a package deal. Because Jesus said, I and the Father are one. You cannot separate the Son from the Father. You can't say, let me take a mighty sword and just whoop, and cut them apart. They are one. It's an impossibility. In fact, there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Bible says the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
Well, I believe in God and the Holy Ghost, but I don't believe in Jesus.
You don't believe in anything. You're an antichrist.
Well, I believe.
Shut up! The Bible tells me what you are and who you are. You have identified yourself, John Hagee, as exactly what you are. You're a liar. You're antichrist. There's no mistaking the fact that this is apostasy. The word Christ literally means Messiah. If you don't believe that Jesus is Christ, then no wonder you don't believe in a Messiah. Is it really possible this man has been preaching for 40 years and does not know the most basic things of Jesus Christ? Let's go back to the signs thing. That really, really bothers me. You know, as a young man, if I believed nothing else, I would believe in the miracles of Jesus. Incredible things. There's no way you couldn't read about the miracles of Jesus and not be attracted to this great man. His kindness, his sympathy, his love of humanity, his caring. You might remember that same sermon I mentioned to you a while ago there at Pentecost, the Apostle Peter. Read that sermon. I'll tell you, your life cannot be the same. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know him ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. The very man, Jesus of Nazareth, approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. And listen to this. As ye yourselves also know. They knew. They're willingly children of disobedience. Not ignorant. The Jews were, and most of them are today, willing. Children of disobedience. They're not accidental victims, friends. They are purposeful liars and antichrists. And John Hagee is their assistant, their enabler, their helper, their fellow servant in the devil's work. Now, let's go a little further. Jesus did so many signs, that John said in chapter 20 of the Gospel of John, he said, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. He said, if we told you all the things that he did, all the miracles, we wouldn't have, I mean, it fell up more than one book. We don't have time to write them all down. But these are written, he says, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The ones that are written down in the Bible, the miracles, the signs, they're not all the things that Jesus did. That'd fill up many books, John said. But these are sufficient. These alone are written that ye might believe that Jesus is who? The Messiah, John Hagee. Why were those signs given? The Apostle John says, so that you will know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now, John Hagee, you say, well, the Jews can't be blamed. Jesus never gave him any signs. And besides that, he never claimed to be Messiah. The Bible doesn't say he's Messiah. Hagee denies that Jesus ever claimed to be Messiah. He asks on page 136 of his book, Hagee writes and he asks, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? But the Bible, Pastor Hagee, says he came to his own and they received him not. Jesus said, I come in the Father's name, in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Someday one will come in his own name, him you will receive. He says over and over in his book, John Hagee says, the Jews cannot be blamed. The Jews as a people cannot be responsible for the death of Christ. Really? Really? We go back to Peter again. Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Did Peter not tell the Jews right there? Right there he said to them, whom ye have crucified. And who was he referring to? Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem. They're all guilty of killing Jesus Christ. Contrary to what Pastor Hagee says, they're all guilty, even knowing through the signs and the preaching and the teaching and the word of God of the Old Testament, the prophecies of the Old Testament, is proof, essential proof that Jesus was the Lord and Messiah of Israel and of the whole world and of the whole universe, and yet they rejected him and crucified him. Well, Hagee actually has the gall to say, quote, the people wanted him to be their Messiah, but he flatly refused. Yeah, it's all Jesus' fault. They wanted him to be Messiah, but he refused. They wanted him to be a king of earth and make the Jews powerful and rich. They wanted carnal things. They wanted a material, physical kingdom, because they were the children of disobedience. They did not seek those things that were above. They did not set their affection on the things of heaven, according to Colossians. Instead, they wanted it right here on earth. We want our kingdom. We want the Gentiles to worship us. We want to be rulers and gods on earth. And then after all the signs, they still wanted more. They wanted magic. Remember Herod? He brought Jesus before him and said, show me some magic tricks. Jesus did nothing. The Pharisees and the scribes came to him and says, teacher, show us a sign. He answered them and said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. If a man says to you, I want to go to this crusade or that crusade, I want to go hear this faith healer or that faith healer because I want to see a sign, believe me, that they're not in the Spirit of God. Believe me, they have the devil talking to them and seducing them and enticing them, because Jesus said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And no sign will be given it, he said. Jesus isn't going to perform some cheap parlor tricks for the delight and entertainment of a crowd. What do you think he is?
Okay, I'll give you a sign, he said, the sign of Jonah. And then he says, the men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it. There was a sign given them and they repented, but you will not repent. And they didn't. Now, let's go a little further here with Pastor John Hagee in his great apostasy. You see, John Hagee is rejecting Jesus as the Christ and approving that the Jews reject Jesus as Christ because Jesus refused to be king of this world. Satan offered Jesus the kingdoms of this world and Jesus rejected him out of hand. Now Hagee says, well, the fact that you didn't receive the kingdom of this world means you're not the Messiah. Hagee is in line, is in bed with Satan and Lucifer and the serpent. It's the serpent that said, Jesus, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. And Hagee comes along and says, see, Jesus didn't take it. He didn't become king of this world. That means he's not Messiah. And the Jews don't need to believe in him. It's okay. You know, every little child that's gone to some Christmas pageant at a church or saw some Christmas program or some movie about the life of Christ, or hopefully their parents have read to them the Christmas story. Now, I know the word Christmas isn't in the Bible, but I'm just talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm not a big believer in Christmas here at this ministry, but I'm a big believer that Jesus came in the flesh and dwelt among us. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Every child knows that line. They sing these beautiful Christmas hymns about it. For unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. How is it that this totally escaped John Hagee all these years? Now, here's the ultimate. Because he wants a worldly kingdom, he is willing to kill to get it. He's willing to massacre people. I want to read you a statement. July 19, 2006. Pastor John Hagee, speaking to a large crowd of Christians and Jews, said this. He says the United States must join Israel in a preemptive military strike against Iran to fulfill God's plan for both Israel and the West. There must be a biblically prophesied end-time confrontation with Iran, which will lead to the rapture, tribulation, and second coming of Christ. In other words, let us go use nuclear bombs and smash and kill millions of Iranians, and let's do it for the glory of God. Do you see where possession of the devil has taken this pitiful man? Friends, text Mars, I ask you to pray for John Hagee. Pray for these mixed up Judaizer Christians. And remember this, friends. Salvation is a matter of faith and not race. And God's chosen people are identified in Galatians 3 as those who are of Jesus Christ. They are the heirs of the promise. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. My prayer is that you will tune in each week during this same time and discover that awesome power of prophecy.